So this is Gus, our utility system. We were 100% renewable. Actually, we're 100% renewable in 2016. We were 90% renewable in 2017 and 100% in 2018. And the formula that we use is the same one that ERCOT, because people have pointed out to us, you can't be. What we do is the energy we contracted for, some days we're more than 100% because the excess we sell back to the market. So somebody down those transmission lines is getting renewable energy whether they know it or not. And so this is what we are. We sell the excess. And we'll talk about a little bump in the road that we've had here, but the long-term strategy is going to work. Energy price is fixed for the contract life, so we don't have to worry about any cost escalator. The international media coverage, I've done interviews since last year. 2.1 billion people have seen the Georgetown story. It's worth, our advertising people say it's worth about $20 million in soft savings. And then I get, I'm a Republican, by the way, and I get criticized for that picture all the time. That's Al Gore. He came, did a movie called An Inconvenient Sequel. Robert Redford's kid did The Happening. Bloomberg and National Geographic did From the Ashes. The Smithsonian and The Economist did great international coverage on us. That's Redford and me eating lunch. That's the German version of 60 Minutes. That's the Japan national media. Y'all, I don't know, I'm kind of old. I didn't know who this guy was, but he came and he's really funny, and we had a great time hanging out together. I don't know what country she's from. I can't pronounce it. I'm not real good in speaking. And there's Korea. There's Steve Inkips. He came and did a thing for CBS Morning News. We have a brewery. It's called Wrench Brewery, and on the side of their beer cans it says, brewed with Texas sun, Texas wind, and Texas water. So they're also promoting us being 100% renewable. And you can see they're really doing well. Production's tenfold since when they started a couple years ago. They've added on with more canning capability. So what's next? It's not all good news. Depressed energy prices. Dropping consumer demand because of, I guess, the construction. One of the things is our UDC, which is our building code, has promoted energy, more energy efficient. So each house, new house, is using less energy than we predicted. There was obviously a total disruption in the utility market. In 2018, we had a $6.7 million shortfall in our budget. So what are we doing? We have a plan. We have lawyers. Lawyers are good. We are negotiating with both the wind and solar people to extend the contracts so that we don't have to take quite as much power now. The issue is we contracted for more power than we're currently using in Georgetown, so we have to sell that excess back to the market, and since it's a depressed market, we've taken some losses. Now, over 20 and 25 years, I feel very confident that we're going to do very, very well, but we just have to get through the next 2 or 3 years. And so what we've done is on non-essential operational costs, we've reduced those, and on your capital improvement project, we have pushed those out several years until we can get to mid-2020, early 2021. So the lessons learned. We need to manage our long position. We took in more, we contracted for more electricity than we are currently using, although we are going to grow into these contracts, as I said earlier. You know, we continue to be in the top 10 fastest growing cities in the country, 4 to 5% growth rate every year. And as you get more publicity and you become more of a public figure, be prepared for increased scrutiny and very vocal critics, very powerful critics that are paid mouthpieces for the fossil fuel industry. They don't want to see Georgetown succeed because then that would be, I guess, competing with with the fossil fuel folks. There's plenty of room in the market for everybody right now, okay? This is the high value of our community. We have a general fund and we have the utility fund. Every year the utility fund transfers about $5 million to the general fund, which pays for fire, police, roads, parks. The impact on our tax rate on that is our tax rate is reduced about 20% because of that transfer. And this is above and beyond if we had a third party that was paying excise tax to Georgetown. So it's a huge benefit to the city and has been. Over the last 10 years, $50 million has been transferred from the utility fund to the general fund. I mean, we have a high reliability and great customer service. Our people, when we do the citizen survey, comment on that. They're very happy. I mean, we've been around for over 100 years. I expect us to be around for an additional 100. We continue to innovate, okay? And one of the things is Mayor Mike Bloomberg had a Bloomberg Challenge, and we were one of 35 cities to get $100,000. And then they chose 9 other cities that got an additional $1 million. And even the city of Austin, on a separate Bloomberg program, got a $2.5 million grant. So Michael Bloomberg and his foundation is very, very important. What we have here is we get this $1 million to test a theory. What we want to do is put solar panels on rooftops, and we pay citizens rent. And then we sell the electricity, and also we want battery technology to improve so that anytime, you know, right now renewable energy is really, wind and solar is a fungible good. You either use it or lose it. But what if we were able to create more energy today than we needed, but we were able to store it on a big battery backup system and on demand? That's what we want to test. We have 3 years to do it. We want to test it to see if it's physically able to be done, whether it's physically practical, and does it have commercial application.